No matter what Mark Brody might think, the best rivalry in American sports is not Yankees-Red Sox.
Yes, it is. It totally is.
All right.
Why would ESPN broadcast literally every one of their games that happens on a Sunday?
Because ESPN is based in Bristol, Connecticut. It's not even whether your team is playing the New England Patriots or the Lakers-Celtics. Researchers found the best and the worst rivalries actually originate here in Arizona. David Tyler, an associate professor at Western Carolina University, surveyed thousands of sports fans to determine the fiercest rivalry in all of America. He and his colleagues found it's between ASU and the U of A. The rivalry ranking last among a team's respective sports fans is the Arizona Diamondbacks and LA Dodgers. And David joins me now.
David, let's talk about sports rivalries in general, because even those who aren't really sports fans, if they went to a certain university or they grew up in a certain area, they might feel the passion for it. What do you make of sports rivalries? Why are they so important to us?
Well, they're like anything else we have in our society. It's a social group that we align with being sport fans. And that other group, the rival, is one that poses some type of threat to our own identity as a fan. So what you mentioned, how even if somebody is not necessarily a fan of a particular sport, if they get caught up in that social group, then the rival still can be a threat, even if you're not a big fan of the actual sport itself.
Well, and how often is it positive for my team or negative against your team? Because for many years, the Red Sox-Yankees, for example, the Yankees tended to win. That hasn't been the case quite as much recently. It almost felt like, and I think of in baseball as well, the Giants and the Dodgers. It seemed like Giants fans hated the Dodgers a lot more than Dodgers fans really cared about the Giants at all.
So I'm not sure hate is always the right word. It often can be the case, but really what it is that that other team is posing some type of threat. So if you love your team and your team is part of who you are and you identify with the team and call yourself a fan, and then this other team is there and that team is preventing, your team from doing well or getting the positive acclaim of however that comes, then that's what can foster those rivalry feelings. And also, it's really got to be part of some larger narrative. A rival is not just a one-off game or even, some other competitor. This is something that's part of a much bigger story and long-term narrative.
So your latest study has Arizona State, University of Arizona at the top of that rivalry. Those of us who live in the Southwest think a lot of it, but it doesn't seem to get a lot of national attention. So was that a surprise to you?
So the thing with Arizona State is that all the focus is on each other. Because think about how we're measuring this is we give fans 100 points to allocate to the rivals of their favorite team. And with Arizona State fans, they give all 100 points to, or not all, but they give a bulk of the points to Arizona, and Arizona gives it toward Arizona State. So there's not many other teams that those two fan bases see as rivals. Now you compare that with something like Alabama Auburn, the Iron Bowl gets a lot more national attention than the Territorial Cup, but with Alabama, those fans certainly give a lot of points to Auburn, but they also give points to some of those other SEC schools, the Tennessees, the LSUs, and so forth. So those points are siphoned off a bit, and it doesn't have as much focus as it does for the Arizona State rivalry.
So at the bottom of your list has the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Is this sort of the hammer and nail concept that it's hard to be a rivalry if one team sort of wins all the time and the other doesn't?
Yeah, that's part of it. And I think winning is certainly a factor there, but it's not all, because with the Los Angeles Dodgers, they give their focus is toward the Giants, right? That is who they see as their rival. So you have the Diamondback fans who see the Dodgers, but that is not reciprocated because the Dodgers put all their focus to the Giants.
Well, I was thinking too, in Phoenix here, we talk about having an inferiority complex. And as a Suns fan over the years, when the Lakers were, even the Suns were good and the Lakers were just a little bit better, there's always the beat LA chant. And there's a beat LA chant when they play the Dodgers too. And I imagine there's never a beat Phoenix going the other way. So that makes me think about rivalries in a different way too.
Yeah, you think about it, as I mentioned, a rival is one that poses a threat to our identity. You think about how would somebody who identifies as a Dodger fan, what would they see as a threat from Phoenix or, from Arizona or what have you. But what's interesting, going back to the Arizona State rivalry, is that another rivalry researcher, Cody Havard from University of Memphis, he and colleagues measure rivalry slightly differently, and they still came up with Arizona, Arizona State as the top rival.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's definitely, it's a much bigger game than people realize outside of the Southwest.
Yeah. When the two schools are ever actually fighting for the Rose Bowl in one year, that would be amazing. That really has never happened. So we'll see if that ever happens. David, finally, you're in Western Carolina now, but I don't know, growing up, did you have a rivalry that passed through the generations or that you have now based on your favorite teams or schools?
So my undergrad degree was at University of Notre Dame. So okay. Like the people from Arizona, I have those rivalry feelings are directed towards Southern California.
And that is David Tyler, associate professor at Western Carolina University. We've been talking about his new study surveying 10,000 sports fans to find out the fiercest rivalry in the U.S. And it turns out ASU and U of A at the top. David, thank you.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Still Yankees Red Sox to me, I'm sorry. It bothers me that all their games start at 5 o'clock our time on Sundays, but it's such a great rivalry. All that history, teams competing in the playoffs for the right to get to the playoffs.
I think it's good, though, that U of A ASU is actually recognized. It probably isn't the greatest, but but it's actually pretty highly up there.
Yeah, right? The Yankees and Red Sox don't have a chalice that goes to the winner of a game or a series.
They would have a chalice, though, wouldn't they?
They probably would, yes. They would have to, indeed.